Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting, a wonderful approach. This is Mama 7, and we are in the classroom. Yes, we have made it through the day. And today was a long day. And I know you're like, Mama 7, you always say that. I hate to be like this, but it always seems to be a long day on Wednesday. It's like the universe is like, get her now. Get her now while she has to be good and can't say bad words and everything else like that. So we're here. It's Wednesday. We're putting that good energy out there. We're really making positive things happen. This is what we do. We do this every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, trying to do the best that we can to help each other on the road. We're here for spiritual development, trying to make everything happen, and it's been a busy week. I want to talk to you. Ooh, let me tell you about last week's show. So if you checked it out, you know I said some things on the radio. Okay. No. We spoke about being the black sheep. And, this is a spiritual program. It's a spiritual organization. And many of us carry the weight of being the black sheep of our family. I would say 90% of us within a wonderful approach and people that listen to the program, I would say 90% are the black sheep of their family, their community. And when I say the black sheep, you know, this is when you have the thoughts and feelings of being kind of alone by yourself. Different, not supported, all of those things. And I was really speaking to the people so that they could begin to have an understanding as to what it means to be a black sheep. You know, what does it mean when no one is supporting me? And how do I mentally deal with it? How does it impact me? And so, you know, it was a wonderful, wonderful program. If you didn't get a chance to check it out live, you can always go into a Wonderful Approach Facebook page, or you can go to awonderfulapproach.com. All the older shows are there. They're definitely worth taking the time to listen to because the shows are spiritually guided. Usually what happens is I will get 2, 3, 4 people will call me and be like, they'll bring up this topic, and then this topic doesn't rest. It's like, oh, and then another one, and then another one. I'm like, okay. The universe wants these words out. And so we're here, and we're here to follow instructions, and we're here to share. I love the program because the program is extremely interactive. So this is not about me being Mama 7. This is about us working together. How do we build with each other? How do we help our brother and sister get through something that we may have just gotten through? And I love the programs for that. So this is what we're doing. And it's so important that we take the time to listen to positive programming because I promise you, negative programming is spitting it out. It is spitting it out much faster. Unfortunately, we will find ourselves tuning in to negative programming faster than we'll find ourselves tuning into positive programming. So, you know, when we get together here and you're really listening and you're sharing, you are actually doing something positive for your community. And it's so important that you do that, you know, and allow other people to gain from your knowledge. This may be a topic that you're like, hey, this person's on it. They know what they're doing. Let's get to it. And so this is what we're doing. Yesterday we had the energy report with Sister Unique, and that's always a treat. She tells us what those planets are doing, what they're not doing, where the shifts are. So from what I understand, we are moving out of the age of Aquarius. I'm not sure. Pluto's doing something weird. So when I was listening, I was like, I didn't know Pluto was still a planet. So it depends on how old, that lets you know how old you are. okay, when I was growing up, Pluto was a planet. So now I don't think Pluto's a planet anymore. I'm not sure. But Pluto is still impacting people, and he spent some time sharing with us how Pluto is impacting people. So wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And then tomorrow at 7, family, tomorrow at 7, Sister Khadija with Deja's Cafe comes on, business networking, and she's going to be speaking. She has a male guest speaker that's going to be sharing with us how the men can be supportive in the middle of the family's entrepreneurial expression. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's always wonderful. I always get a lot of information from her. So looking forward to it tomorrow, 7, you know, and with the work that we're doing, that's 3 programs this week. That lets you know, hey, we are desperately trying to push this positive narrative forward. This is what we're doing. We're going to be part of the positivity, okay? And being part of the positivity, I want to make sure that we're not part of the negativity. Today's show is called Sorry Buttercup, and that's not the original saying, okay? The original saying is not Sorry Buttercup. The original saying is Suck It Up Buttercup. And I had a woman say this around me. She wasn't talking to me. I don't know who she was talking to. But when she said it, it ran all over me. I said, oh, no. She was talking on the phone. I don't even know who she was talking to. I didn't even know the woman. But when it was said, I was like, okay, we've got to address how damaging that is. And I really want, you know, like I said, interactive. We got to come together. We have to, you know, I have a couple of ideas how we're going to deal with the Suck It Up Buttercup, and then we're going to, you know, share what works for you. How can we speak to someone who's in the middle of this Suck It Up moment, okay? Because I can tell you that some of the traumas and dramas that we have going on in the universe, Suck It Up ain't going to work. Suck It Up is not going to work. So we desperately need to come up with the solution to the Suck It Up Buttercup, okay? So we're going to take that out of our vocabulary. Take that out of our A Wonderful Approach vocabulary, because that is not wonderful. Sorry. It's not. I'm going to talk about why it's not. So I want you right now to be thinking of an alternative to Suck It Up. From this moment until we pray ourselves out, I want you to think of an alternative, something else we can say. Why why is Suck It Up Buttercup not acceptable? Because what it's basically saying is get over it. When you tell someone Suck It Up Buttercup, you're telling someone get over it, okay? I can tell you this. In my notes, and I was getting into my meditation and preparing for this program, what I heard was how. Most people are not in these situations by choice. I don't know anyone who wants to sit in a suck it up situation for fun. They're not fun situations. They're not fun. I enjoy being in this. No. A lot of people, whenever you see somebody sitting in that situation, they are uncomfortable, okay? And a lot of times, they don't know how to get out of it. Sometimes, they don't know how they got into it. So if I don't know how I got into it, I definitely don't know how I'm going to get out of it. All I know is that I'm in this situation. When you see somebody in this Suck It Up Buttercup situation, think about how you can assist them. You know, a lot of times you know, we've turned into a society of voyeurism. You know, we're looking at everything that everyone is doing. We are, you know, and people are putting the information out there, you know, so we have people oversharing, and then we got people, I mean, they're just checking in. Hey, what are you doing? What is this? What is that? And so when we see these situations, especially within the family, our brain should be moving into how can I assist rather than adding to the problem by getting my seven chuckles in. I think Cat Williams said he got to get his seven giggles in before he can help you get up off the floor. And I'm like, yeah, not so much, Cat. You know, so we have to really think, how can I assist this person? / make sure I don't add to the problem. I have to be part of the solution. So when my name shows up, you know, you got a problem going on, there's situations left and right. I promise you there's a situation. When you see my phone number pop up, I want you to know that I'm calling with the solution. You may not be the solution you want to take. It may not be the one that you're going to take, but I got one for you. I'm not calling to add to the problem. And so we have got to get better about that. We need people to know that we are healers. When you are a healer, that doesn't mean that it's going to magically get all comfortable. It doesn't mean that. Sometimes when you're going through a healing process, it can be very uncomfortable. I have been in a hospital before. It was not comfortable. There were no plants. I didn't have no flowers. I didn't have no cats. So it was a very uncomfortable situation for me. But guess what? Towards the end, I knew that there was a solution coming. So that's why I was there. When people see us, they should see solutions coming. They should know that there's help on the way. We are healers. So this is where we have to go. And the last thing I'm going to say about get over it, leave your judgment at home. Leave it home, okay? Nobody wants to hear, I told you so. No one in the world, no one, not little kids, not big kids, not adults, not elders, no one. No one wants to hear, I told you so. Keep your I told you so's, okay? We've got to get to the point where we can leave our judgment at home. If we're going to be healers, we've really got to get fully into the mode of healing, okay? So when you go into the ER and, you know, the emergency, I have a bullet wound. They don't ask you if you shot yourself. They just say, okay, where's the bullet wound at? And then they try to find the bullet. And then they try to heal it, patch it. And then afterwards we'll find out, hey, how did this bullet get into you? You know what I'm saying? But that's not the first thing. The judgment can't come first. Leave your judgment at home. When you are healing, you have to be extremely present in what is needed to this other person, not your own thoughts. So this is something really important. We got to get out of it. Okay, why we can't say to suck it up, buttercup? Because what suck it up, buttercup says is, I don't care. I don't care. That may not be true. You see what I'm saying? So it's saying, I don't care. But that may not be true. I may care a lot. I may care about you. I may care about the situation. But these words that are coming out of my mouth are giving off vibes and energy of this person that possibly doesn't want to help me. I don't know, you know, all the mediums to the front. But in general, you don't know what this person is thinking. They may really want to help you, but this is communicating something contrary to what your actual actions are. You know, so I remember we were talking about the sarcastic joking, about the little jokey jokes that ain't funny. that everybody likes to do. Remember we were talking about the sarcasm that cuts you like a knife? These are the types of things that are communicating you don't care about me. You don't care about my situation. And it may not be true. So as healers, let's stop saying this, okay? Also as healers, we have to stop saying they never listen. Mm-mm-mm. Today could be the day. You know, today could be the day is like the lottery kind of quote. And you have like a one in a couple million chances of winning the lottery. But they don't focus on how many odds there are. They're just focused on today could be the day. Today could be the day. So when you're sitting here saying, oh, well, they don't listen. And guess what? If you're dealing with one of my millennials, I get it. If you're dealing with these men folk, Lord, I'm going to pray for you. They may not listen, but today they might. If we can find a way to change how we're saying it, if we can have a better delivery system, today could be the day that you really get their undivided attention and they listen. Okay? Also, what a difference a day makes. This is kind of piggybacking on today could be the day, but I'm telling you, once someone has gone through a situation, their attitude changes, okay? So, you know, you'll be like, oh, well, they never listen. They just been through something. They might listen now. They may be ready to listen. They may have learned something different about you. You don't know what God is working on people in their hearts. I've had people wake up from dreams, and they're like, oh, I'm ready to change my life. And I'm like, okay, what happened? What changed? Oh, I had a dream. You don't know. You don't know the difference that this day made. So, again, with the judgment, when you see that suck it up buttercup situation, don't be so quick to judge that they're not going to listen. And then this, the infamous olive branch. And this was a lesson that I had to work with my boys on. And it's never easy working on this. But extending that olive branch, I had to talk to them and explain. I said, hey, do you know how many times I have extended an olive branch to this person? I explained where the olive branch came from. You know, this came from a place of not knowing where the land was. This came from they had already sent out, I believe, ravens. They had already sent out birds. They had already nothing. And back came the olive branch. The olive branch is that symbol of reaching out, of hope, of a symbol of, you know, situations about to get better. It's all of that. I said, do you know how many times I just have to send out the bird, just send it out, just hoping to get that olive branch back? And you never know. When you're extending yourself in certain situations, you don't know if you're going to get this blessing back. But extend yourself. Try. And, I mean, it really can be daunting because you're sitting there like, man, again, I got to send this bird out again. I got to try this again. So I have here, don't be afraid to start a relationship over again. So when you're thinking about that suck it up buttercup, when you're thinking about really just letting somebody know, hey, deal with it, don't be afraid to start that relationship over again. Don't be afraid. You know, people change. Suck it up buttercup is so dismissive of that person's growth, of your growth, is dismissive of all the positivity and the healing and everything that couldn't happen. Situations change people. Life changes people. Don't be afraid to start over with someone, and even someone who had written you off or someone that you had written off. Don't be afraid to start over with people. Don't be afraid to see people in a new light, because I promise you, God is working on people. And you'll be sitting there just as mad and everything else like that, and you'll miss the opportunity. You'll miss the olive branch altogether. Okay? This is about us being better people. This situation, this conversation is about us evolving as healers. And this evolution is going to be evident, because you're going to be able to recognize this person is sending me an olive branch. Hold on. Let me give them the signal back that I want to receive that. And this doesn't mean that you got to go through, you know, I'm about to say the F word. This doesn't mean you have to go through your whole forgiveness list right here. But it should be leading you towards your forgiveness. It should be leading you towards the energy of I'm going to be okay. It should be leading you towards, you know, I can work with this person as long as they're working with me. Come on. So we got to evolve out of this, okay? So this is where you come in. I asked you to start this 30 minutes ago. No one, young or old, male or female, no one wants to hear, suck it up, buttercup. What else can we say? What else can we do? And this is where I kind of want people to press one. Feel free to share a situation where either you had to extend the olive branch or someone extended it to you, and it was good timing. This is where we got to share, hey, rather than hearing suck it up, this would have meant so much more to me. That would have meant so much more to me. This is where that information is going to come from. We got to evolve ourselves. Now, this is not, I'm not beating nobody up. If you said it, you said it. I don't care. But I want you to walk away with better language. You know, this is precision of language right here. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about how do I get better in who I am so I can be better for someone else when they're in need. I promise you, somebody else can always be in need. So I got a caller that would like to speak. If you want to speak, all you have to do is press 1. That's going to let us know, hey, I'd like to join the conversation. And we are looking forward to everyone. Take a minute and share, because this is how we get our well-roundedness. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama 7. It's
how
are you, my dear? It's okay. I'm well. And I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, I saw it, and I saw the lesson plan, the title of the program for the night, and I was like, I got to hear that. Spirit was like, you need to listen. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm hearing you, and I'm like, yes. So
Amen.
The suck it up buttercup, because I was kind of looked at as kind of crazy. I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
And my millennial has challenged my patience to the max.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there was so many times in the last 3 years or so that I really wanted to say, you need to suck it up, get up, figure it out, and move on. And I can see now why Spirit did not allow me to do that.
Amen.
instead of suck it up, I said, okay, so this is your situation. What's your next step? I said, okay, why don't you take a step back? Why don't you take a knee? It's okay to take a knee. It's okay to pause. And then when it would be time to move forward, I would say, I was given the opportunity to say, no more, now it's time to move forward. It's time to stand up. I'm with you. I'm going to hold your hand through it. Or I'm standing back here as you do it, but gently. And that gentleness has allowed a flower to start to bloom. And I see the difference of suck it up, the attitude I would have very much preferred to take, the position I very much would have preferred to use.
Amen.
But that precision of language was always there. And I'm grateful for it because I see what God was doing. You know, in order to get to the sunlight, a seed must first be planted in darkness. If we can look at it from that point of view, then we'll nurture the seed, we'll water the seed, we'll make sure the sun shines on it, we'll make sure that all these things happen so that it can grow. You can't grow in a situation that people are stopping you or beating you down or trampling upon you. You don't want anyone to trample on you, even in my own self. So just that question, instead of suck it up, buttercup, okay, how else can we look at it?
That's right.
You know, this is the situation. The situation is not changing right now. But where in ourselves can we change? Where in ourselves can we do something differently? And it's, you may have to visit it a few times before you find your own solution, but not to beat a person up as they're searching for their solution to the problem that maybe they have created, or they may have created the problem. Or may not have created the problem, and it's just in their face. This is what they've been given. But how else can they approach it so that they can get past it and not in a suck-it-up way, just got to deal with it? Because some things don't need to just be sucked up or pushed back. That pushing back just adds to our baggage that we don't need to be lugging through life. And so, I'm sorry, I done got carried away. You even got me excited.
No, you haven't. I'm up here, look. Y'all know I do these shows with pen and paper, and I'm writing as fast as I can because we have to stop and take the time to make this personal.
Mm-hmm.
You just helped us to make it personal. Everybody with adult children knows those things be trying you. It's like, wait a minute. You know? Wait a minute.
My Lord.
And it's so easy to come off the mouth, slip with them, because and sometimes it's like, I know I've said this 100 times. God, I don't have 101 in me. And God's like, you do. You have it in you, because I put it in you. And I put it in you, like, when you were that age and you were acting a donkey, that's when I put that 101 in you, because somebody had to nurture you through some things. So now I know you got one more in you because I put it in you.
One more.
So this is what we're doing. And I'm telling you, the world is not going to do this with our children or our mate or our elders.
Mm-mm.
The world is not going to do this. That's why we have to. We have to really say, I don't know when you're going to hear another kind word, but let mine go on the record, okay? You're going to hear this out of me, because I don't know where your next kind word is going to come from. And so when we start looking at it like that, oh, my goodness, we really are getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, So, Sister Saint, you gave me, what's your next step? We're looking for alternatives. What can we say outside of suck it up, buttercup? What is your next step? And how else can we look at this? Excellent. Because what Amen. That's going to do is let this person know, hey, I'm here to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's all we need. You can't take away the problem. Taking away the problem is not the goal. The goal is, how can I love you through this?
How to love you.
How can I love you through this? Because we already know love is the strongest element out there. We already know love makes this world go round. How can I love you through this?
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Amen.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing your wisdom, your life wisdom, okay? Life wisdom, because we need it. And look, we're going to keep praying for the millennials, okay? That's what we got to do. We're going to keep praying for them. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, trust me. I have to sit down and take it easy sometimes, because they'll get you. I love that. I love the answer. And like I said, if you would like to contribute what you want to hear, and rather than suck it up, Buttercup, you know. So one thing I have written down is, that sounds hard. Would you like to talk about it? When I'm going through my challenges, and I want to share this, self-inflicted pain hurts just as bad as any other pain out there, okay? Just because I created this situation don't mean it doesn't hurt. It just means I created it, okay? So when you're sitting there looking like, man, she did that to her own self. And I'm learning. I'm young. I am 52 years this December young. I'm not 52 years old. I'm 52 years young. I'm still making mistakes. There's still things that I have to learn. So if I created this mess myself, I'm just thankful that God has grace. That's a word. I'm glad that grace is a word. I'm glad that it's a word that God uses in me and in my situation. Please, I need the grace. So one of the words was, that sounds hard. How would you like to talk about it? Please, when you see somebody going through a situation, just offer to be an ear sometimes. Sometimes all they want is an ear. I don't want you to come and rearrange my life, and that's my job. That's the Mama 7 in me. I'm going to come and change it all. Guess what? If I come in trying to change things all the time, people won't let me in, and that's just the fact. It's okay. What I have to do is find out how they want me to help. Now, this is real, family. Sometimes when we see a situation, we want to just jump in, and we already know what to do, and I already know how to fix it, and guess what? That's not what they ask you for, and they're going to reject it immediately. You have to really get to the point where you are helping people in the way that they wish for you to help them, and that can be difficult, okay, because I'm like, okay, first thing you need to do, they're like, stop. There's only one thing I'm willing to do. And this is life. And you be sitting there like, man, you could have this and you could have that. It don't matter. None of that matters, because they don't see it. Okay? So when you're trying to help someone, make sure you're helping them. You're giving them what they're looking for. And if you can't, communicate that, but don't come in and try to take over, and it's not helpful. That's not helpful. Okay, but something else I came up with. I understand why you are in pain. Can I help? Look, that I can understand, some of these roads I've already walked on, and they were thorny and prickly and had hills, and a bee stung me, and all this other stuff. Some of these some of these paths I've already walked, okay? And I understand why this hurts. Been there, done that. Can I help? Now, I'm telling you, and there are people like, well, if I know you, no, you don't have to know nobody. You don't have, all you have to do is have eyeballs where you can see this person's in pain. Do you know how many people have looked at me and been like, hey, looks like you got some stuff going on. You all right? Do you mean how many times I've been on the side of the road and someone has stopped? They didn't see me. They didn't have to know me. They just decided they were going to be helpful, and they weren't. But I've had women come and stay with me, and this was back when I was young and had no idea of car care. But they came and they just sat. They didn't know how to fix no cars, but they were going to just sit there and watch me and make sure nobody bothered me while I was waiting on a tow truck. I've had women do that for me. They didn't know me. I've had people help me. And before, in ways, I didn't even know I needed help. You understand? So don't start thinking in your mind about this is something that I can do if I know the person. That's not true. I don't want you to get into your mind, if I know the situation, I can help. That's not true either. You don't have to know the situation. Stop waiting for people to bear their heart and soul to you. As a healer, I can tell you, people are not in the habit of bearing their private, hurtful moments. They don't do it. They don't want to do it. Why? Because it's painful. So don't sit here and wait for someone just to bear themselves before you step in there and say, hey, could you use my help? Could you use an ear? Would you like to share? This is something else that I do. And when I say I do, I live it. We're talking about things I live, family. All right? So I do this all the time. Do you need a moment to process this? Family. When I say that, please take advantage of it. If you need a minute, say that. Sister Faith said, look, do you need to take a knee? That means, do you need to sit down and chill out? Do you need to regroup? It's real. And then I got my one last one I'm going to get into. But we got a caller that likes to speak. And we love the callers. We need to understand, how does this work and play out in your life? Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mama Seven. Good morning.
It's morning somewhere. Good morning, honey. How you doing?
It's always. I'm good. This is a great, great topic. Great, great show. One of the things that I have found super comforting, and I've adopted it, was asking someone or saying to someone if they're, you know, in distress or having an issue, is how can I support you? Because then that puts it back on the person to really search themselves and say, hey, what do I need right now? And then you can decide if you can support that person in the way that they are asking.
That's right. Then
it's super helpful, and it's super comforting because it shows that I'm listening, I'm here, I'm being present for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just one of those, it's amplifying also to the spirit.
It is. And that kind of forces the person to look a little deeper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, well, How can she help me? How can I?
Mm-hmm.
It forces people to look a little deeper, and sometimes that distraction helps. You know, it's like, okay, you know, rather than me just focusing on how upset I am and how bad things are, you know, let me see, how can she help me? How I need this, I need that. And it really kind of forces people to look within. I love it. I love it. And I love when you said, I've adopted this. I do this.
Yeah, I do it now, and it's so helpful. And it opens up a different type of conversation. Because depending on the situation or the person, you kind of added a healthy distraction away from that.
Yes.
Because, in, like you said, they're now looking within, like, okay, it triggers a problem-solving, you know, energy within themselves to help them figure out what they need.
Without being aggressive.
Yes.
Without being aggressive.
It's very gentle.
You're not saying, oh, well, you need to do this, or you need to know you're asking them, how can I be supportive?
And the other one, that I found really that I've adopted also is if someone, you know, it sounds like if they're just, you know, rambling, you got a whole bunch of things going on, it's like, it sounds like you're stuck. Can I offer a suggestion? You know, so you're always asking permission. To, you know, because you always have advice, right? And I, you know, I'm one of those people, I can solve somebody else's problem before I can solve mine. However, that's not always what's needed, and it may not resonate with them. So it's like, can I offer a suggestion? And if it resonates with you, great. If not, explore some other options.
That's right. That is 100% right. This is how we get ahead. This is how we make things happen. Are you stuck? You know, and guess what? We may already know the answer. Us, in our eyeballs, I can already see that you're stuck. I can see that. But when I'm asking you, that will give you a chance to evaluate, do you think you're stuck?
Yeah.
Not what I think. I can see you. You are stuck in the mud. But let me give you a chance to evaluate where you think you are. Absolutely. That's exactly what we're looking for. Oh, Sister Nicole, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
That was very impactful. We needed that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Awesome. And I need, you know, I love my callers, and I need everybody to listen to what they both said. They both said, I do this. They both said, I offer this. This is a part of my life, okay? And the reason why I have to bring that up is because I need you to understand we need to adopt this on a regular basis. I promise you, there's going to be a situation this week where someone is going to need you to be gentle with them. Someone's going to need you to have an alternative to suck it up. And so now that you've heard it, now you have to sit back and say, you know what? I really do want to be there for somebody else. I want to be that kind of person, you know. And then, you know, my last thing, and if you ever are really going through it and you surprise me, because sometimes I get surprised, like, what? And so if one thing I always do, I say, hey, let's pray about it. Let me tell you something, family. I've said this. I remember just 2 weeks ago, hey, let's pray about this. And the person said, I don't have a prayer in me. I said, okay, well, I do. And we're going to get through this together, and we're just going to keep breathing, and I'll make a prayer. You know, and it happens when you meet that person for you that doesn't have a prayer. It'll do something. It'll twist your heart because you're like, oh, how did this world get you like that? How did this situation get? You can sit here. You can say suck it up to anything. Somebody broke a leg. Oh, suck it up. Okay, you can say that to any situation. But I promise you, if you take a moment and share some of the words that were shared here tonight, the impact that you will make will be so much more powerful, and you'll be able to really make a difference. So it had to be less than 2 weeks ago. How do I run into someone who doesn't have a prayer left in them. And at that point, remember all the things we said? Leave your judgment at home. Don't, you know, they're not making prayers for me. So do I care? Yes, I care. Your lifeline is loose. Let me help you with that. How I didn't have anything to be supportive with. I didn't have anything. I'm like, you know, I'm not rich. I'm not this. I'm not that. But guess what? No matter how little you think you have to give financially, emotionally, spiritually, no matter how little you think you have to give, no matter how spent you may be, you can give a prayer. You can share words with God. So, you know, when it comes to understanding who you are and what you're doing, understand this. We can always pray. And you sharing prayer with that person at that very moment may be one of those life-saving prayers. It can help reconnect them. And when they get reconnected, they can see life differently. And they'll always remember, whether they are ready to or not, when they get their life back together, when things get easier for them, they will be able to say, I remember when I didn't have, and a prayer was shared with me. Kind words were shared in my name. Someone took a moment to share with me, and now I have that 101 in me, you see? So if you don't have anything, or you may think you don't, these are some great things, great words to share, so that we're part of the solution, not part of the problem, okay? All right, so family, I have to share, it's hard out here, all right? We're on, there's two sides to the coin, we're on the head, right? It's hard out here. We don't know what everyone is dealing with. And let's say you didn't know what someone was dealing with. You don't know their ability to deal. You don't know how much straw that camel already got on its back. You see? So we should be treating everyone as gently as possible. So there's a thing called road rage, right? When I see people cut me off, or, you know, they're just driving erratic, whatever they're doing, you know, I say, look, I hope you get to where you're going. It's a mini prayer. I hope you get to where you're going. Because you're over here swerving and doing this and interjecting. I hope you get to where you're going. Because I don't want you on the road with me no more. Get to where you got to go. Go ahead and do what you need to do. But I don't have to allow that to enrage me. I don't know what they're dealing with. I don't know they just got some bad news. I don't know if they're racing to a hospital. I don't know. I don't know the situation. Why am I going to add negativity on it? So seeing how we don't know coworkers. I can tell you this, during the holiday season, it gets really hard for people. Don't underestimate how hard this time of year is, okay? So let's be gentle with our words, period. And then the other side of the coin, the tails. Family, wave your flag. When you are down, when you're having a problem, when you don't know how you're going to make it, wave your flag. Let somebody know, hey, I'm about to get overwhelmed in this situation. Reach out. I promise you, someone was listening to this program. Someone made it a point, and they said, I am going to be a healer. I'm going to be a healer and I'm not going to use negative words like suck it up. I'm going to be a healer, and I'm going to leave my judgment out of here, and I'm just going to listen and receive. Someone was listening to this program, and they're going to be able to love you gently. So wave that flag as you're going through your situation. Don't sit there and suffer by yourself. Seek shelter always for your head and your heart. And I find usually things that attack the head are coming for the heart. Things attack the heart coming for the head. And the spirit is like, oh, my goodness, they're in that. So, you know, we got two sides of the coin. I have to tell you, everyone is going through one or the other, okay? Either you're going through a situation where you're like, man, I need to be kinder in my words, and or there's something in your life that's sitting at an emergency level, emergency. So let's do more to make sure that we're not in the emergency and set that good example of when we are, that we know how to stop and ask for some help, okay? I need you to understand our children are watching us. They're doing everything that we're doing, everything, even the things that are not so healthy. So let's work together on how we can make this work, okay? I feel so much lighter after, you know, this is just before we move into the prayer, because the prayer is our connector. The prayer helps get us stronger. The prayer is our vitamin. We need this prayer, okay? So we're going to move into the prayer. So I just want to share me personally. I feel so much lighter after this. I am so appreciative of everyone who took a moment to really share and to help and to just listen so that you know how vital and how serious we have to be as healers, and when we are healing all the time. We're in healing professions. You know, we're constantly doing this, and there comes a time where it's like, oh, I need this off of me, and I need somebody else to say, hey, look, this isn't going to work. We're not going to use this language. We're not going to do this. So I appreciate everyone that took the moment to say, okay, this is where we are. This is how this is going to work. Okay? Moving into prayer. Prayer is our flotation device in the midst of all of this life, okay? Life be life in. It's so disrespectful. But this is our classroom. We're here to learn. This is what God is for. And when, you know, we transition and while we're waiting to come back and learn the rest of what we need to learn, guess what? God is giving us a new set of books. We have new classes. We have new teachers. But we're here to go through this process. So go through it. Go wholeheartedly. Let's live. Let's learn. Let's build. And I can tell you the thing that keeps us afloat is the prayer. Don't underestimate the value of prayer. Don't underestimate how that prayer can change your life, how it will change your life, how it can change your life, how your life can begin anew with a prayer, okay? So I just want everybody to understand that. And please, these little computers called phones in our hand, there's so many prayers you can find, you know? So even if you have gotten disconnected from your prayer life, your prayer understanding, it's fine. Get into it tonight. Google it. And there's tons of prayers with different words, with different understandings, but just so that you don't lose that connection with the one. Okay? Father, Mother, God. I come before you humbly. I come before you much lighter. I come before you with more understanding. God, I want to thank you for your patience with me. As I am a young spirit still learning, I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your tutelage. I appreciate the love that I've received so that I can turn around and know how to properly love others. God, thank you for the wonderful example that you give us daily of your word, of your works, of how to be better people. Thank you, God. Thank you for all of the protection that you have put around me and my family, my children, my mother, every single angel in a wonderful approach. Thank you for watching over us, knowing that the world takes delight in our downfall. I know that we can rely on you, God, at all times and always, that you are here to love us, protect us, guide us, and teach us. God, please help us to stay close to you, aligned with your values, so that we know how to move forward in this life. Thank you for all that you have done in the past, doing presently, and blessings that will come in the future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.